Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Welcome back to the Bruins pregame show. We're here with head coach Bruce Cassidy. Fans, great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, you look back. You had back-to-back games coming off the long layoff. You get two wins. What did you like more about the Minnesota game? And not so much special teams. We'll get into that a little later, but the 5-on-5 play for your team.
Well, I thought it was, you know, very good for the most part. We had a couple breakdowns off the rush. I mean, that's been an area we've been victimized a little more this year than we'd like. Some of that has to do with managing the puck and giving up odd man rushes. Some of it's kind of returning to your own zone, sorting out things. We have changed our neutral zone a little bit where we're kind of more of a 3-back as opposed to a 1-2-2 sometimes. So there's reads there that are, you know, organically have to be developed from the players. So, but at the end of the day, it's been good for the most part. Usually shows in the shot clock total. I think Winnipeg was too high, but that was a lot to do with the 6 penalty kills. I think they had a lot of their attempts there. So at the end of the day, it's improving. You need to be good 5-on-5. If you want to have any success long-term, that's just an area of the game you have to be good. And I think we put a lot of focus on that.
You've tried to build the internal competition that you've talked about. Guys getting in and out of the lineup, keep that hunger up. You must have liked what you saw from, we'll call 3 guys. I know that Lozon has been in for a couple of games, but with Lindholm going in and Bleed and what they gave you.
Yeah, Bleed was excellent. You know, this is how he plays. He takes a lot of pride in the penalty kill and keeping the puck out of his nets. And he showed that with the shot blocks, had two or three big ones. Went to the puck and on the forecheck, will be physical when need be, has a good stick. Had a couple opportunities and didn't overthink it, just took the shot that was there. I think every game we've seen a bit of that, and that's good for Anton because that's how he has to play here and play with pace. As for Lindholm, made a good play in the first goal, good composure in the neutral zone. He has some skill, showed it, and, you know, dug in when he needed to as well. So you're talking about two guys that, you know, maybe we wanted to get a little more of. So you throw two guys in. As a coach, the worst thing that can happen is the two guys that go in don't play well, right? And all of a sudden, the two guys are like, wow, the coach has no bullets in his gun at all. We can do what we want. So that's what we're talking about, internal competition. If the guys that go in step up and push each other, it makes it a lot easier for everybody. It forces those guys to refocus and get their game when they need to be. They are out of the lineup. And as for Lozy, he was given an opportunity to go in and play with Grizz, a little different flavor than Johnny Moore, a little heavier player, bigger body, intense guy, and we didn't know where we'd go, to be honest. He played well for us last year when we needed him at the start. We had all those injuries and wanted to see if he grew his game with the puck, and he has. You know, he'll chase a mistake here and there like a lot of young guys, but at the end of the day, that's normal, and we'll work with him on, hey, everyone makes mistakes, just work to get the puck back and start over. It's not the end of the world. So, but Lozy's been good. What we need out of him, he's delivered, so he's going to get the opportunity to stay in.
The power play has been so good for you. You've talked about some of the reasons why it's been successful. It was successful last year as well, but you gave up a lot of shorthanded goals, a lot of shorthanded opportunities. Those have been cut back. Why do you think that is?
Well, sometimes if you're not forcing as many plays and you have the puck a little more in the O zone, the other team won't get the opportunity to get going the other way. They're tired. They want to get the clear. And that's been a bit of the difference. Probably a little more responsible up top. I noticed last year when Pasta got up top, that's when a few more of the breakdowns happened. He was a little more loose than maybe, obviously, than Torrey was a defenseman, but Marsh even. So he's been better at that, identifying that, hey, I can't be reckless up there trying to keep pucks in. Sometimes that happened as well, a clear that you really didn't have much of a chance to keep in, and then all of a sudden it's a 2-on-1 the other way. So a little more awareness of other teams are trying to transition. I think you see that as a trend throughout the National Hockey League. When you have 4 forwards on the ice, killers, if they're fresh, are going to try to go the other way on you if they can. So I'd say probably those 3 factors. I think early in the year we had a few breakdowns. Our goaltenders made big saves for us as well. So, you know, that always factors in. I mean, you can give up all you want. If your goalie bails you out, then those numbers will never show up. But I think the numbers are down too, as well as the chances we're giving up, you know, because we can chart those as well off the power play situation. So probably a combination of all those things has helped us.
You got the Vancouver Canucks tonight. It's the first time that you've seen them this year. Good team. They've been playing some good hockey. hockey? Why are they where they are in the standings?
Well, they added a guy like Miller, who's a veteran guy, Myers in the back. Two quality NHL guys to a young up and coming group that, as you know, it's hard to win with when you go completely young. And these guys are not only I'm sure they're good people, but they're productive players. So they've just gotten better in that regard. I think their goaltending is stabilized. So they got a good balance now, maybe of older guys that go in and do some grunt work. Tim Schaller, who fans know here, has done a good job in the checking line with Roussel and Beagle, so they've got some glue there. And I think their special teams have been solid. Their power play's improved. A guy like Pettersson's really shooting the puck, and you bring in a guy like Hughes that can run the top of it. He's a bit like a Torrey Krug in that regard, as a guy that's conducting everything. So they've added some good young pieces, some veteran guys. They're a year older. The guys like Horvat that have been in the league, and Besser, they're going to get better. It was inevitable, I think, with Vancouver that they would make a rise at some point. You never know exactly when. Well, this appears to be the year.
Last question for you. How do you attack them tonight?
Well, I think you got to play behind their D early on, like everybody. They've been on the road a while. They do have some younger guys back there. If you can put some pressure on them, force them to make plays that they're uncomfortable making. Stay out of the box. They do have a good power play, but we've been pretty good with discipline for the most part, so shouldn't be a big issue for us. And we got to start well. Vancouver's had our number here the last few years. They've scored some goals on us for whatever reason, so we got to make sure that we're managing the puck, start on time, put them on their heels.
Bruce, we appreciate it. Good luck here tonight.
All right, thank you.
That's head coach Bruce Cassidy. Bruins and the Canucks are next.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.